Well, each month we like to check in with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, to get the latest meat export sales numbers. Dan joins us now. And Dan, probably not where you'd like to be, but all in all, I guess still pretty good numbers?
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yes, I think the February stats came in at or close to where we thought they would be. Still pretty solid numbers on both beef and pork, although both are down year on year. But I think we still continue to be a little bit challenged with the logistical side of things, the port congestion on the West Coast, while showing signs of improvement, I think is still an issue that's going to take some time to work out.
So we've had some good news here recently with the Philippines, going to open up to even more pork, so that should help, right?
Yeah, on the pork side, the Philippines had a big month, up about 60% year on year. And more importantly, as you just mentioned, the government has announced a lowering of the duties. There are, you know, very much a short supply situation due to African swine fever. And we're also hopeful that the government has not passed this yet, but we're hoping they will, an increased quota for the lower duty. So, yeah, things are definitely looking up with the Philippines. And there's some other areas of Southeast Asia as well, like Vietnam, they're starting to look a little better as well.
But that Vietnam market is still a challenge to get into because of tariffs?
Well, it is, but they've also been impacted by African swine fever, and it's a bit volatile, but, you know, I think the trend lines are such that they're going to be more reliant on imports as well. So I think overall that's probably good news for us, especially on the pork side.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So, Dan, the February numbers are down a bit, but you're still optimistic for 2021 overall.
We are, yes. On the beef side, we were down about 8% in February. Last year's number was relatively large. We have some really good news, though. We've got China is up big again for beef in the month of February, 8,600 tons. And that's going to continue. We're going to continue to see growth there. Korea was about steady with a year ago, but had a record year a year ago. And Central America is starting to heat up in a good way, not only on beef, but beef and pork. So, yeah, we're excited about the prospects of probably some significant growth on the beef side throughout the year of 2021.
What about lamb? How are lamb exports?
Yeah, lamb is actually rebounding quite well. We had a very big month in month of February. We're up about 50% from a year ago. Mexico was one of the leaders. Mexico is the largest destination for U.S. lamb, but we saw Canada and Hong Kong as well have significant growth. So it's nice to see lamb complementing the product mix in some of these countries.
You mentioned how African swine fever is impacting meat exports. How much is the COVID pandemic still impacting sales?
Yes, this is an ongoing issue. We are unfortunately seeing another wave of positive cases in two of our biggest markets, Japan and Korea. I do think that the trend lines in general, especially in Japan, are improving, but they're being very cautious over there, especially with the upcoming Olympics this summer. So I think we'll continue to see some food service lockdowns in both of those countries. But as we've seen all along, the retail side and the online side is booming. So it's not all bad news. But, yeah, we're going to continue to see some of these spikes. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that while we're making significant progress on vaccines here in the U.S., not necessarily the case in some of these key countries that we export to. And Japan and Korea are two of them where their vaccination rate is only a couple of percent so far. So they're definitely behind where the U.S. is, which is unfortunate. But the good news is that they are implementing a supply chain of vaccinations availability and distribution. So that situation will improve as well as we get later into the year.
Are you able, at the Meat Export Federation, able to do in-store promotions and face-to-face efforts and projects again, or are you still mostly virtual?
No, I think it depends on where you are. In Asia, Southeast Asia, I'd say for the most part, we're back doing everything in person, places like Vietnam, Taiwan, China. Not everything, but almost everything is back to an in-person setting. We are starting to see, even with the lockdowns in Japan and Korea, we are starting to see more in-person events there as well. So that's the good news. The bad news is Latin America, especially Mexico and South America, is still locked down pretty hard. We're doing promotions, but maybe not in-store tastings, for example, tasting demonstrations in places like Mexico and South America. That's still not allowed, but it's a progress of time. We're slowly seeing things start to come back to normal. We anticipate that's going to accelerate as we get later in 2021.
And getting back to African swine fever, which continues to be an issue, and you mentioned in markets like the Philippines as well as Vietnam, no one wants to see something like that, obviously, but it has created demand for our meat products, hasn't it?
Well, it has, yes. It has created demand for more imported products, not only from the U.S., but from Europe and other major pork-producing supply sources. But it has also created a lot of disruption, as you can imagine. So the volatility is increased dynamically because of it. But yes, to answer your question, there is more opportunity, but you know, there's an argument to be made that the volatility is not helping things. So, I think this will settle down over time. There is a concerted effort in these countries to rebuild. China, Philippines, and they are doing that, but it's going to take some time for it to get back to the way it was pre-ASF.
Is there a market, Dan, that you think will really make a big jump this year as far as importing our meat products?
Well, I think there's several that potentially are in that category, but one that's already happening is Colombia. That's the one area, and Central America as well, the whole region. Central America is starting to open back up, the economies. We're starting to see inter-regional tourism open back up. And Colombia is the one exception in South America that seems to be just booming, getting back to normal. So, I'm particularly optimistic about those areas. And, of course, I think Mexico is well positioned for a rebound. It's just a matter of time when the vaccinations there start to increase to a higher level and we see tourism reopen in Mexico. I think they're well positioned for a significant rebound, and U.S. beef and pork and lamb, for that matter, should be in the forefront of their demand.
I find it interesting about Colombia. I traveled there several years ago before the free trade agreement, and talking with people there and looking at the needs that were there, and there, many of them wanting that free trade agreement to get more product in there. That agreement, is that making a big difference as far as our sales there?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Anytime we get a free trade agreement that gets us on a level playing field, or in the case of Colombia, even an advantageous agreement vis-a-vis some of our competition, that combined with the marketing efforts is invaluable. And, I think it just helps these countries realize the value of our quality and what we have to offer quicker. And it's definitely playing out in the case of Colombia.
I saw such tremendous improvements and recovery there in their economy and just their way of life there. Has that continued, or is that continuing to grow and make them putting them in a position to be able to purchase more?
I think without a doubt. I think what happens is you see these economies develop quicker with free trade agreements. And what happens when they develop quicker economically is that there's a demand for a higher quality of food. And I think that's definitely what we're seeing here. We're seeing we're seeing consumption increase and consequently the demand for imported products increase.
All right, Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Always good to talk with you, Dan. We'll check in again next month.